ஓம் பத்ரம் கண்ணே விஷ்ணுநயாம தேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுபாகம் ஸஸ்தனுபிஹி வ்யஷேம தேவஹி தய்யதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந ஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர்தாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. சோ தி சேம் திங் கம்ஸ் நோ. வி ஹாவ் டூ வெர்சஸ் இன் தி செகண்ட் தி தேர்ட் முண்டகா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் செக்ஷன். தீஸ் ஆர் டூ வேர்ட்ஸ். ஹவு தி ஒன் இஸ் அ ஜீவஹா, இஸ்ன்ட் இட், ஒன் இஸ் அ சாட்சி. The two birds, and these two birds, Sakshi bird and the mind bird, both the birds are sitting in the same tree of physical body. And what happens, as long as this drishya bheda is covered, then what happens, this mind has identity with the body maintenance complex, then enjoys the fruits of punya papa fruits in the form of going through pains and pleasures. It also eats, and sometimes it is happy, sometimes it is unhappy, sometimes it is this jiva bird, this mind bird, eating the fruits of punya papa and going through the pains and pleasures, and makes lots of noise. It makes, it can't be quiet at all. And the sakshi bird sits, I don't eat anything, I'm only witnessing you eating, therefore I have no problem. I don't go through the bitterness, taste of bitterness, I don't experience the sweetness of the fruit, because I'm not eating. You are eating, you're paying for that, isn't it? I'm not eating, so I'm like that. And I'm not doing anything, I'm just here, only witnessing you eating. Understand? No, this is the actual thing. Then this mind, when it recognizes, when the bede nashte, okay, you know that bede, this avrutautu vinashtayam, when the difference goes, then the bheda becomes very clear. When the covering goes, the difference becomes very clear. Then what? My God. And I can also be like that, isn't it? Then it sees other bird. Seeing other bird is what? The bird which is eating the fruits is seeing, stop eating, then sees other bird means the mind recognizing its swarupam with the sakshi. Then what now? That means what? I is what now? I actually is what? Vrittihi. I is a cognition, and which is a vritti plus what? This reflection of consciousness. Therefore, what is this I? I am Sakshi. I am Sakshi when this knowledge comes. There's no difference, isn't it? The difference is what? I am Sakshi. Sakshi is not I, but I am Sakshi. Water is not the wave, but the wave is water. Sakshi, the consciousness which is there as the Sakshi, which is there as the witness in all the minds, is not the I, but I am Sakshi. First I say, I is, then I say, I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. This understanding is the bird seeing the other bird. When you say, I is Sakshi Chaitanyam, then all the identity is like that, then you are free from all the doer, all the wrong notions about the self. All the wrong notions will be resolved. When the wrong notions are resolved, the superimposition apayati. Jivatvam apayati. Identity is with the body and senses and other thoughts, and then the I has the jiva status. Identity with the sakshi, then Ishvara status. Aham Brahma. If the identity is with the sakshi, you can say Aham Brahma. Identity is only with the mind and senses, Aham Jivaha. Understand now, Aham Jivaha is a notion, false, born of false superimposition, false transference, dharma adhyasa, because of adhyasa, because of avritti, because of ajnanam. Is it clear now? But Aham Brahma is not the notion, it is not the contention, it is a fact. What is fact and what is notion? And understand, I am a jivaha is a notion. I am Brahma is what? A fact. When the fact is not understood, notion becomes the fact. Fact is understood, notion is mistaken for the fact. And all the transactions are based on your mistaking the notion for the fact. That is when there is something called suffering. Suffering. Is it clear now? What is suffering? Mistaking the fact being mistaken for the notion. The notion being mistaken for the fact. When the fact is not known, notion becomes mistaken for the fact, then all the transactions based on this wrong, the notion mistaken for fact is what now? Suffering. There is something called suffering. So he says, then this is what the identity is with the sakshi, then becomes what now? One sees, my God, becomes free from all sorrows, all the emotional problems, all the sorrow, it becomes free from. What do you need to do? Do you need to give up anything here? Or do you need to know? Pashyati. Pashyati. The bird does not need to stop eating. All that it needs to do, it needs to see the other bird. So your mind, is it mind does cannot undo the physical body. To be free from limitations, let me undo the body. That is why all people immediately jump into the conclusion and think, people think of committing a suicide and homicide. Why? This body, let me get rid of. Then I'll be free from problems. Body, it is easy. At least even if you want to live, Bhagavan will not allow you to live 60, 70 or 80, 90 and then maximum 99 and if possible 120. Sometimes I heard about people saying and the body will be there, it will go away. But this mind, my God, you have no way of getting rid of. Understand now? All the suffering is in the mind only. Mind cannot undo the mind. Mind will be there. Always mind will be there. That is why we can talk about the punarjanma again. Is it punarjanma? It's because of this mind only, isn't it? So how are you going to get out of the mind? It's like I told you as in the previous class, no? You try to erase the redness from the crystal means it's a water amount of vain effort, is it? You can never do it. Similarly, you don't need to get rid of the thoughts, don't need to get rid of the mind, don't need to get rid of the body. You don't need to undo anything here. Everything can be as they are. All that you need to do is what? Superimposition. Isn't it? Superimposition has to go. For which wrong notion has to go. How will the wrong notion go? All you need to do is the object, you need to have subjectivity. How can you be objective? How can you have objectivity? Seeing the Bheda. See the Bheda, thereby have right identity. If you don't see the Bheda, you will have wrong identity. If you don't see the difference between Drik and Drishyam, Sakshi and mind, you will have wrong identity. If you can see the difference between Sakshi and mind, you can have the right identity. In right identity is there, that is a fact. Wrong identity is a notion, right identity is a fact. Aham Brahma Asmi. Once you know Aham Brahma Asmi, what is Brahma? Sakshi alone is Aham Sakshi. Sakshi is Brahma. Brahman is existence. Existence is consciousness. Consciousness is what? Free from all limitations. Consciousness doesn't have any problem at all. Then you are also free from sorrow, isn't it? Vita shokaha bhavati. That is how the jiva bird becomes free from limitations. By having identity with the right identity. By recognizing the difference between the jiva and mind and the sakshi. You see the words now. Let us read the two verses. Dva suparna. Sayuja sakhaya. Samanam vriksham. Parishasva jate. Tayoranyam. Pippalam. Swadvatti. Anashnanne. Anyaha abhichakashiti samane vrikshe purusho nimagnaha anishaya shochati muhyamanaha Jushtam yatha pashyati anyam isham asya mahimanam iti vita shokaha. Asya mahimanam pashyati. It sees its own glory. This bird, the mind is recognizes its sarupam being sakshi, sakshi being pure awareness. Then what now? Then with the right, unknowing the fact, I am the sakshi, the chaitanyam. I the sakshi am the chaitanyam. Recognizes the fact, vita shokaha. Shokaha has gone. Shokaha has gone. So, shochati, when there is shoka, only when there is delusion. Muhyamanaha shochati. Have you ever heard he's grieving so much? Very clearly he grieves. Can you say that? Only he must be deluded to grieve, isn't it? You can't. That person is very, very clear-headed, but he grieves a lot. You know, can you say that? It's not wrong expression. Very clear. The man of clarity grieves always. It's wrong to say that, isn't it? When do they grieve? Muhyamanaha. Deluded, confused, minded, alone grieves. Muhyamanaha. Shoka always goes with moha. Shoka goes with moha. Grief goes with delusion. Grief never goes with clarity. Muhyamanaha shochati. Isn't it? Mahimanam pashyan vita shokaha bhavati. When it knows its sorupam in the clarity of vision, no? It becomes free from sorrow. So he says, shochati, yatha jushtam anyam isham pashyati asya mahimanam. When it knows its own sorupam, the mind recognizes the swarupam of the mind being sakshi. Thereby what? There's a no, the vritti goes, there arises a cognition. What cognition? I cognition is already there. I am cognition is already there. I am Brahma cognition was not there before. What cognition was there? I cognition is already there. I am cognition is already there. Cognition is fine. Then what happened in between? There is a mistake. Isn't it? What is that? I am a jivaha. I am a jivaha is what now? Notion. That notion is what? Wrong cognition. Isn't it? Wrong perception. Erroneous perception of the self is what? When you say, I am is cognition, I am a jivaha, I am an individual, I am body, mind, sense complex, I am sorrowful, unhappy, etc. All notions which are thoughts. Is it clear now? They're all thoughts, notions only. But when you know, then the same thing, I am cognition becomes what? It is a vrittihi, vritti jnanam. I am light is, jagat is, everything is. We have said now, I am Brahman. I is Brahman. I am is Brahman. Every vritti is Brahman. Every object of cognition is Brahman, because without cognition there is no object. Without cognition there is no object. Object cannot exist by itself, cannot have the existence. Cognition is there, there is an object also becomes existent. Therefore what he says now, this cognition is possible because of the blessing of consciousness only. Therefore, we had to say what now? Aham jivaha is aham is, I am. Aham asmi is cognition, fine. But that becomes akhanda akara vritti jnanam. Aham brahma asmi is akhanda akara vritti jnanam, which is a fact. Not only aham brahma asmi, yadyadasti sarvam brahma. Don't say aham brahma and everything else is not brahma. Everything is what? Brahman only. Every object is, because of cognition of the object is, cognition is, because there's a vritti is because reflection of consciousness is, reflection of consciousness is because consciousness is. Is it clear now? See the order? Any nama rupa, any object, external object, the whole jagat is. Jagat is because perception is. Perception is because senses are. Senses are because there is cognition is. Cognition is because vrittis are. Cognitions are because vrittis are. Vrittis are because of the reflection of consciousness. Vrittis will be as good as non-existent without the consciousness, reflection of consciousness. But I'll tell you one thing, but even for the consciousness to manifest, it is dependent on vritti. Understand now? Without vritti, consciousness will be unmanifest. That is how Shakti becomes great. Vritti is not there, then consciousness cannot become manifest. You can't say consciousness cannot exist. Without vritti also consciousness can exist. But without consciousness vritti cannot exist. But for the consciousness to become manifest, it needs a vritti. Is it clear now? Vritti is Therefore, this manifestation of consciousness, is because consciousness is. Therefore, what? Reflection of consciousness is consciousness. Consciousness is not the reflection, but the reflection is consciousness. Is it clear now? When you see your face in the mirror, what will you say? This is that or that is this? What will you say? Don't say this is that. And then that breaks and you will also go. Okay, this is not that. That is nothing but this. Even boy, that is this. The same nose is shown. Isn't it? Doesn't make me look different from what I am. Therefore, that is this. This is what now? Reflection of consciousness. The manifest consciousness is nothing but consciousness. Vritti, without reflection of consciousness, no vritti has the status of being the vritti jnanam, isn't it? Therefore, vritti is also what now? Consciousness, Brahma. This is cognition is Brahma. Therefore, what now? Cognizer is Brahma. Cognition is Brahma. Object of cognition also is Brahma. Sarvam Brahma. All that is here is Brahma. Every vritti is Brahma. The entire mind is Brahma. All the pranas are Brahma. Sense powers are Brahma. Body is Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Aham Brahma. Asmi. This is called what? Therefore, Aham Idam Sarvam. Aham Brahma. Asmi. Everything Brahma. Asti. Therefore, Aham Idam Sarvam. This is called what? Akhanda Akara Vrittihi. I am a Jiva. I am an individual. I am this much. I am sorrowful. I am this body. I am only this much. When you say Khanda Akara Vritti, you have what now? Wrong notion about the self. There is a wrong knowledge about the self. Perception of the self is what? Khanda Akara Vritti. Understand now? Vritti. I don't call it Jnanam. Then Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam. When you say there is Aham Brahma Asmi, this is a fact. Fact is to be understood. Notion is to be corrected. Notion needs correction. Aham Jivaha is a notion which needs correction. Aham Brahma Asmi is a jnanam. Listen now, jnanam is a fact. Aham Brahma Asmi is a fact. So fact has to be, there should be cognition of the fact, so that error in the perception, the notion can be corrected. Then you become what? You are not undoing any sorrow. You see where, you'll ask where the sorrow is. You don't undo the problems. You ask where the problems are. You will not say you have problems. You say who has problems. Whole perception changes. Isn't it? It's called what? Vita Shokaha Bhavati. Say now, Vita Shokaha Bhavati. Vita Shokaha means what? One becomes free from Shoka. When you correct the wrong notion about the self. How do you correct the wrong notion about the self? By having the vision of the fact. What is the fact? Aham Brahma Asmi. What is the notion? I am Jivaha. Then to say Aham Brahma Asmi, where is the identity? With the Sakshi. When you say Aham Jivaha, where is the identity? Body, mind, sense complex. Why there is identity? Because you don't see the difference. Why you don't see the difference? Because there is Avriti Shakti, Avrunoti. Is it clear? I'm sure it should be clear. If it's not clear, don't worry. We have for following classes to take care. If everything becomes clear today, why should we come next day? Not necessary. So what can I teach them? Okay, now we'll see that. Yada pashyah, pashyate, rukma varnam, kartaram, isham, purusham, brahmayonim, tada, vidvan, punyapape, vidhuya, niranjanaha, paparamam, samyam, upaiti. See, technically you understand what samsara, cause of samsara is, how you become free from samsara, then you apply it also, isn't it? How the problem causes, you understand very systematically the Trishiveka book, and here, the same thing what he has explained with reference, using this analogy of two birds sitting in the same tree, isn't it? And how one bird, the jiva bird, the mind bird, enjoys the, has identity with the body, the tree, eats the fruits of the tree, isn't it? And goes through samsara. When it stops, it turns attention and sees the other bird, sees its swarupam, has the right identity with the sakshi, then it becomes free from sorrow. Isn't it? That after that, using an analogy, and the Upanishad, this Rishi Angiras goes to the next step. What he says now, yada, same thing he explains. Pashyah, pashyate, yada, see, pashyah means the individual who sees, the mind which sees. Pashyah here means the seer. Who is the seer? Actually, we have two seers. Pashyah means seer. Now I taught you in Drigdrishi Viveka class three seers, three illuminators. Seer one, illuminator one, the senses, illuminator two, the mind, and Sakshi, the illuminator three, I said, of them, Sakshi is the absolute seer, other two are relative seers, but here who is the seer? Does he, pashyaha pashyate means, does he mean the mind? Does he mean the senses? Does he mean the atsakshi? Mind. Know why? Sakshi always is seeing without winking. Okay? Sakshi stops winking, what will happen? Okay? Everything will stand, come to stand still. In Tiruvalayadal, Shivaji says, no? What is that? 1 second he says, stops. I think I should show you the Tiruvayadar movie to all of you. How it's personified very beautifully. The abstract fact is personified. 1 second he'll stop, all will come to stand still. And this, he beautifully he'll move his eyes like this. Imagine consciousness stops seeing. What will happen? The nature of consciousness changes. What will happen? It never changes. Okay? Imagine the sun becomes dark for a few days, sun takes off and goes away. What will happen? I'll do a lot of problems. Okay? So what I'm saying here, see, pashyaha here, the seer, Upanishadic language, don't think pashyaha means seer. Only in Upanishad it is used. Okay? Drashta means the seer, actual word. But here in Upanishad, in this book, pashyaha, seer. He does not, here the pashyaha does not mean the senses, does not mean the sakshi, because sakshi is always sees. And sees everything what? Not as an action, but as a swarupam. Isn't it? Sakshi chaitanyam knows, illumines, sees everything means that's a swarupam. Whereas mind is what? Mind alone sees everything externally. Isn't it? So, yada pashyaha pashyate. When this mind sees, mind which forms part of the individual, the jiva, which lends existence to the body-mind complex, blending consciousness and conscience, sentiency, which borrows consciousness from the Sakshi, that mind which has the capacity to see, has the status of being the seer, this mind only he means as the Pashyaha. Is clear now? Pashyaha Pashyate. When the mind sees, why Pashyate, why not Pashyati, why Atmane Padam, why not Parasme Padam? Because what the mind sees, senses cannot see. Understand now? What the senses see, mind sees. But what mind alone sees, senses cannot see. That is why not Pashyati, but Pashyate. Is it clear now? Very, very personal, very private. And here, Yada Pashyaha Pashyate. When the mind sees what? Isham. Mind sees the Lord. Who is the Lord? Is there a Lord sitting away from the mind? No. Mind sees its own Swarupam. What is the own Swarupam? Swarupam, isn't it? That which lends existence to the mind is the Swarupam of the mind. What is that which lends existence to the mind is the Swarupam of the mind. What is it that lends existence to the mind? Which lends existence, which makes the mind conscious and sentient, which lends the mind, gives the state, lends the status of being the knower, illuminator, seer, thinker. Okay, that status, mind is the thinker, mind is the illuminator, mind is the knower, mind is the seer, isn't it? What feeler, who gives the status to the mind? These inert thoughts together constitute the mind. How does it get a status? That status given by the Sakshi Chaitanyam, isn't it? Therefore, that is how the mind is the seer, isn't it? This seer sees everything else. Seer, isn't it? When the mind sees its own Swarupam, the Sakshi, Yada Pashyaha Pashyate, Isham, don't turn like this and see like this, okay? I'm just seeing simply because God, Bhagavan's Murtis are there. I'm simply seeing like this. Yada Pashyaha Pashyate means what? When the mind sees its own Swarupam, how does the mind see its own Swarupam? Atma darshanam, Isha darshanam. Remember that, where did we study? Atma darshanam eva Isha darshanam. There's no other darshanam, isn't it? When the mind sees its own Swarupam, means what is the I there? Seeing the all the thoughts are based on, centered on I thought. We're seeing the content of I thought is what now? Seeing its own Swarupam. Seeing the content of I thought is seeing the content of all the thoughts. Seeing the content of I thought, seeing the content of all the thoughts is what? Seeing its own Swarupam. Seeing its own Swarupam is what? Isha Darshanam. There's no other Isha. Understand now? Atma Darshanam is Isha Darshanam. Seeing the difference between the drishyam and the drik is seeing the drik as the atma is what now? Seeing the drishyam as the anatma is atma anatma viveka drish vivekaha is what now? Difference is what? Atma darshanam. Atma darshanam is Isha darshanam. Is it clear now? Isha darshanam. And who is this Isha here? Rukma varnaha. Don't think Sakshi is very red in color and all that. Rukma means gold. Gold colored means what? One who is effulgent. To say that, it is a figurative poetic expression. Rukma varnaha, he shines like a gold. Oh, Bhagavan shines like gold or what? Don't read such things, okay? Shines means self-effulgence. Consciousness is self-effulgence means what? Self-effulgent means realities of the nature of self-effulgence, isn't it? Therefore, rukma varnaha means self-revealing, self-evident. Then who is this? he is the Purushaha. Purushaha means what? The one who fills the mind, one who fills the body, mind, sense complex, one who fills everything, the one in whom all the Namarupas exist. With reference to ocean, H2O is the Purushaha, that which fills everything, that in which everything exists. Sarvam Purayati iti Purushaha, Pure Ushati iti Purushaha. That which indwells the wave is H2O, and that in which all the waves, that which pervades all the waves is H2O. Understand now? Similarly, that which indwells the mind, that which indwells the body, which indwells the senses, that which indwells everything, that which pervades everything is what? Purushaha. That which indwells the body, that which pervades the entire universe is what? Purushaha. What is it which indwells the body, mind, and complex? What is it which pervades which is there in the body, mind, and complex? What is which pervades everything is what? Purushaha. That is awareness only, consciousness only. So he says here, Purushaha. So Ishaha, Rukmavarnaha, Purushaha. And who is this? Kartaram. Karta means what? Karta is the creator, maker. Karta means what? There's no other maker. Hey, please understand. Just now I told you, consciousness is not the doer. Consciousness is not the enjoyer. Consciousness is not the maker. Consciousness is not the creator. Consciousness is not even the Lord. But there's no Lord other than consciousness. Lord is consciousness, but consciousness is not the Lord. Lord is not the doer, but there is no doer other than the Lord. Is it clear now? Who is the Lord? Consciousness is not the doer, but there is no doer other than consciousness. Therefore, how should you say? The doer, the maker, creator. Consciousness does not create the universe. Who creates the universe? You know, there's no creation at all. Thank God you understood now. Isn't it? There is no creation at all. What is creation? Manifestation of unmanifest names, Namarupas, is called Srishtihi. Isn't it? For the unmanifest Namarupas, there must have been locus, substratum, Adhara to exist. And there must be substratum for the same Namarupas to become manifest also. That substratum is what? Brahman, the Chaitanyam, the Sakshi. Isn't it? Therefore, we say here, who is the creator then? Without the, you know, this Maya Shakti, Vikshepa Shakti of Maya only creates, brings the unmanifest to manifestation. Isn't it? Therefore, what now? Who? But without the consciousness, can Vikshepa Shakti project that? Not possible. Therefore, Lord is not the creator, but there is no creator possible without the Lord. Therefore, Kartaram, one because of whom the manifestation of Namarupas are possible, is who said to be? Creator, Karta. Kartaram, Isham, Purusham. And who is this? Brahmayonihi. Brahmayonihi means the source of Brahma. You understand here, Maya is said to be Aparam Brahma. You know that? Param Brahma, Aparam Brahma. Param Brahma and Aparam Brahma. Param Brahma is Chaitanyam. Maya is Aparam Brahma. Understand now? But where does Maya... Is there Maya really? No. Why do you say it's not really? Then there's no Maya at all? No, Maya is. How will you say? Is there Maya? Really? No. Maya is not there at all? No, Maya is there. Then how will you say that? How will you say then? Maya is as though. Therefore, where is this Maya then? Not outside of Chaitanyam Brahma. Understand now? Who is Aparam Brahma? What is the existence? What is that where this Maya exists? What is that Adhara. What is the substance? Substratum. Where this Maya exists. This Shakti, unmanifest Shakti exists. That Shakti which alone becomes manifest as all the Namarupa and later on. Where does this Shakti exist? Where does this Shakti operates? Where does Shakti, this Shakti works? It is a locus. For the Shakti to be, to operate, to manifest, to be functional, it needs a strong, unchanging base. For the river to flow, there must be bed. Isn't it? River bed. Similarly, what is that here? See, power is, but power cannot by itself. It needs a locus, isn't it? That is why what now? Yonihi, Brahma Yonihi. Okay? The source of Maya. Brahma Yonihi. Okay? This is the... Who is this now? We have to understand. This Sakshi Chaitanyam alone is what? Which is of the nature of self-effulgence? And which is the creator? Which is there as the Lord, which is all pervasive, and which is the source of this Maya Shakti, existence of the Maya Shakti, he say he would know that consciousness Sakshi Yada Pashyaha Pashyate. The mind does not see consciousness at all. The mind does not see consciousness at all. Why does not see consciousness? Avrana Shakti Avranoti. Simple thing, isn't it? Why mind? Because human mind can always be, mind's attention can be held by variety and changes and disturbances, movements and motions. Human attention cannot be held by something which is uniform, same and unchanging. Cannot be held. That is the problem with a human being. Mm. You know, if I show you something here, come on, what is this? I show you this thing. I show you this is, what is this? What do you see if I ask, what do you see here? You'll all say what? What do you see here? Flowers. Flowers. Do you see anything else here? No. We see only flowers. Immediately you say what? What do you see here means you say you all see flowers. And you not only do you see because there are many, colorful, they look different, variety, plurality, multiplicity, no, and then not what now, countability, then they moving, isn't it? You see that. What you do not see, you know that? That without which you cannot see flower at all, that you do not see. You see, but you do not see. Even though you are experiencing both, you do not see that you are experiencing both. Immediately you do not see, I see flowers with the light. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that? What do you say? Only we see flowers. Can you see without light flowers? No. But you at least bothered. You didn't even think something called light there. Why you don't think about light? Why the mind, you know, attention of the mind is not held, caught by something which is uniform. See, all the objects which shine in the light are many, variety, plurality, many. And they can move from here to there and all that. But what about light? Unmoving, one, uniform. Light is the same with my orange color. No, I like orange. No. Orange is the same. Red it is the same. Blue it is the same. Gray it is the same. Flowers, it is the same. With the mic, non-living thing, it is the same. With the living being, it is the same. Light is the same. Uniform. Light is one. uniform, same, unmoving, unchanging. Okay? But what about the other namarupas? Many, changing, moving, isn't it? Why we miss, we are experiencing both, isn't it? Mithya and Satyam. But we are not able to see the difference between Satyam and Mithya. But we only see what is caught, what is that which catches your attention. Bahutvam catches. Uniform means it doesn't really attract, tempt attention. Turns, no, holds attention, no. Is it clear now? Therefore, that is why we miss. So he says what now? Therefore, we do not see. We do not see. We miss similarly, all the objects are living thing, non-living thing, mobile, immobile being, all of them are nama rupani, names and forms. With that, what is Brahman? Existence. Existence is one. Existence is unchanging. Existence is independent. Remember that now? Existence is all-pervasive. One eternal, all-pervasive, independent reality is what Sat. One independent, all-pervasive, eternal reality. One independent, eternal, all-pervasive reality is what? Existence. Just as we don't see the love, when you say, what do you see here? Oh, nice pink flowers, pinkish orange flowers, peachish orange flowers, pink flowers. Something you say. But you don't ever say, you see the light. Isn't it? Because without light, you cannot say one word about, you cannot say flowers are, you cannot say how they look, you cannot, all the descriptions of the object you see will be impossible without one thing, that is light. Is it clear? Yes. Same way, without existence, no namarupa can be there. Chair is, table is, man is, woman is, trees are, birds are, flowers are, living things are, non-living things are. Is means what? Existence is one with all the objects you mentioned. Is it clear now? Tree is means what? Existence of tree is. Existence of man is. Woman is, existence of woman is. Existence of light, so existence is one, like the light. Example only, don't take light as existence, okay? Existence is one, doesn't change, okay? Existence is one, eternal, all-pervasive, independent. That is Brahma. Understand now? We don't see that. Nama Rupa Sahitam Sat is what? Jagat. That you don't see. This is what we don't see, the difference between what is Sat and what is Namarupa. We don't see that difference, isn't it? Because we don't see the light and the objects. Why? Because Sat is one, unmoving, non-changing, isn't it? No, there's no variety. Uniform. Human attention would be always, it will be. That is why we, even when the childhood, the baby also, usually only one thing, you said we like this. And you want the buddhi to work. And you bring colorful things, and you have to turn and see like this. Different sounds also. Ting, 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 ting. Then it will search, see all the sights. Why? Mind will be attracted towards something variety. Uniform thing cannot attract. Same, isn't it? That is the nature. That is the human psychology, in fact. Therefore, So we have what he says here, Brahma Yonihi, therefore one who sees. Brahma Sarga, one who sees the inside. See, one who sees Drik Drishya Bheda, one who sees the difference between the Sakshi and the mind inside, thereby one who understands Aham Brahma Asmi, he also sees outside what? He says outside, Isham Kartaram Brahma Yonim. When a human being sees that consciousness is what now? Sat, the existence outside. Okay, the consciousness which one recognizes in one's own mind as the Sakshi, there is no other existence of the universe outside. Is it clear now? Therefore, one understands the same Sakshi being Sat outside, then Isham Pashyati Tada, he is who? He is Vidwan. Vidwan means what? Wise person. Jnanati iti Vidwan. Veti iti Vidwan. One who knows this, gains this jnanam, is a Vidwan. Vidwan yada Pashyate. He sees the Sat of the Jagat in his own self. He sees, he knows who the Lord is, what the Lord is. He knows who self-effulgent, what is self-effulgent, what is self-existent, what is, you know, he knows that. Who, what is Brahma Yoni, what is the Jagat Yoni, the cause of source of the Jagat, Maya, he knows. Such a person, he says what? Aham that Brahma, okay? Therefore, I am that Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. When he has right identity, when he knows the fact Aham Brahmasmi, when he has the wrong notion about the self corrected, then what? He becomes free from all the Punya Papas. Punya Pape Vidhuya. Punya Pape Vidhuya. Punyam also he becomes free from, Papam also becomes free from. Why? Because the wrong notions go away in the vision of the right, the fact. Aham Brahma Asmi, fact is understood. I am Jiva notion goes, thereby I am the doer, I am the enjoyer notions go. Once these notions go, we become free from Punya Papa. How long does one have Punya Papa? As long as one has enjoyership. As long as one has the notion, I am the enjoyer, then the Punya Papas are there. How long this notion will be there? As long as one has a notion, I am the doer. How long will this notion be there? As long as one has a notion, I am the Jiva. How long will this notion be there? As long as one has identity with the body, mind and complex. How long will one have identity with the body, mind and complex? As long as one does not have, does understand the fact, Aham Brahma Asmi. When does he understand the fact Aham Brahmasmi? When he sees what is the source, what is the swarupam of the mind. Understand now? Then he knows. Then what he knows? He knows sak, mind is an object of knowledge, and sakshi, the consciousness, is the, you know, consciousness, Sakshi is the consciousness, and Sakshi is not the mind, but the mind is nothing but Sakshi. When he understands this, and he knows that Sakshi Chaitanyam is the Chitti, is the Sat outside, they are not two different things. When he understands, actually this Drishya will make it very clear, all these things. Now I can shift my teaching also, level of teaching, because of this textbook. You see that? Without, I can't teach even this textbook properly. Because I had to go only in another thing. Okay. Then, Vidwan Punya Papu Pape Vidhuya. Then what? Niranjanaha. Niranjanaha Bhavati. Niranjanaha becomes what now? He becomes free from all blemishes. All, impurities. Pure. Niranjanaha. Niranjanaha, he becomes Paramam Samyam Upaiti. Paramam Samyam means what? Absolute oneness. Absolute sameness he attains. He attains means what? He as though he attains. Isn't it? Jiva is always Brahma. Already Brahma. Always Brahma. See, when not when Avarana Shakti Avaranoti, there is no recognition of this fact. There is as though different. isn't it? Then when the Ravana Shakti is removed, recognizes the non-inseparability, non-distance between the mind and Sakshi, isn't it? Recognizes the Swarupam being Sakshi, Aham Brahma Asmi, when recognizes, then what? Paramam Samyam Upaiti, absolute sameness, absolute oneness. Paramam Samyam Upaiti means attains the absolute, no, oneness. Means what? Attains moksha. Params attains the status of being the Lord. And said, already you are Brahma, but you attain jivatvat brahmatvam. It's a journey from jiva status to promotion. Jiva status to Ishvara status. Who was holding you back from enjoying the status? You had already been given promotion. You only do not know that you have been promoted. You think you have not been promoted. And then you have your own problems. And here the promotion is what? Jiva status to Ishvara status. The who gives the status now? Ignorance was holding you back with the wrong status, and knowledge blesses you, reveals you, gives you the new status. Not a new status. It, come on, your promotion is revealed to you by knowledge. It's called Parama Samya Prapti. Paramam Samyam Upaiti. Samya means sameness. Sameness means what? Oneness. Oneness means what? Recognition of the non-duality of reality and recognition of satyam being, satyam is not mithya, recognition of the fact that satyam is not mithya, but mithya nothing but satyam. All that is there is only satyam brahma, sat 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 tat satyam brahma chit, that sat Chit Brahma Aham Asmi. Aham Satchit Brahma Asmi is what? This is what Parama attaining Paramam Samyam. Is it clear? Who attains Paramam Samyam? Vidwan. Who is with, who attains oneness, absolute moksha, absolute, who attains moksha? Vidwan. Who is Vidwan? One who knows. He knows what? He knows the Drik Drishya Bheda, thereby he knows the Brahma Sarga Bheda. One who sees the difference between Jiva, mind and the Sakshi, the difference between the existence and the Nama Rupa. So but now for him, Avarna Shakti is resolved. Avarna Shakti is not destroyed, but Avarna Shakti is resolved. How can you destroy anything? Who are you to destroy? What are you going to destroy? Who is destroying? Who is destroyed? Tell me. That is why we, in Sanatana Dharma, we never believe in destruction. What is destroyed here? Ignorance. Nothing is destroyed. Ignorance also is resolved. There is only resolution. That is why long ago it has been said, matter is not created, matter cannot be destroyed. There is no such thing called destruction at all. There is no such thing called non-existence. Understand now? There is no such thing called non-existence. There is no such thing called destruction. Do you understand this? Why there is no non-existence at all? What is there is only existence. What is there is only existence. Sadeva saumya asti, asit, asti, bhavishyati. Existence alone is there. Now something is not. Because Janathan is not there today. Is not there is. Is not is. There is existence of absence, existence of presence, existence is, existence was, existence had been, existence has been, existence will ever be, existence will be. existence will never eternal. Understand now? Existence will always be there. And in existence, all the Namarupas come and go. That is why we say what now? Everything is means what? Existence of Nama in a Rupam is Nama is. Namarupa goes, existence of the absence of Namarupa is. Existence is. Therefore, what? What is created now? Nothing is created. What is destroyed? Nothing is destroyed. Why? There is no destruction. What about Namarupa coming and going? There is only manifestation and becoming unmanifest. What is it called? Isn't it? That is only resolving. And what about saying ignorance is destroyed? We, for want of words, we say destroyed. Really speaking, resolved. I taught you when I did the verse in this Upadesha Saram, I taught you when you say the wave, truth of the wave is water, when you discover without flattening, without straightening the wave, you understand wave, truth of the wave is H2O, when you understand that is resolving the wave Namarupa in H2O. Truth of the wave is H2O, therefore H2O is not the wave, wave is H2O. Three steps. Truth of the wave is H2O. Wave is not H2O. Therefore what? H2O is not the wave, but wave is nothing but H2O. This understanding is what? Resolving the wave in H2O. Where is, what is Avarna Shaktihi? When you know what is Avarna Shakti, you have resolved it. What is Ajnanam, if you know? You have resolved Ajnanam. Knowing what is what? Resolving it. So is there a, we are not solving problems, we are only resolving problems. Vedanta says there is no problem at all. And Vedanta tells you how to resolve the non-existent problem, seemingly existent problem. It doesn't give Vedanta is not solution for solving the problem. Vedanta is not a solution for the problem. Isn't it now? Vedanta makes you see there is no problem at all. There is no solving of the problems, there is only resolving of the seemingly existent problems. Is it clear now? By saying, what is a problem and who has the problem? If you know who is the one who has the problems, and you will see the problems will be resolved. Is it clear? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.